that we've had to do some rescheduling lately, and so it's nice to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back.
Yeah, cool. We are here, you are here, to talk about what's going on over the weekend, because you, of course, are with the Entertainment Guide. And so I was just kind of perusing the weekend stuff just now, and I want to start off with something that's happening tonight at the YMCA. The Y is going to is about to become an advertiser on KYMN, so I want to give them a little plug here. It's Parents Night Out at the Northfield Area YMCA. I'm just going to read this. Want a night out without the kids? Yes, we all do. Drop them off at the Y with their youth development team for a fun, cozy night filled with arts and crafts, a bounce house, games, a movie, and much more. This is a great opportunity for parents to go out on a date, get some errands done, visit friends, or have a few hours of quiet to yourself. Ages 4 to 12 costs $30 for members, $45 for non-members. Register at northfieldymca.org.
I actually used to work at the YMCA in Woodbury, and I did some of those parents'
nights. Oh, did you really?
I did.
Former educator, so yeah. It doesn't surprise me.
When I was in college, I worked there part-time, and I did those nights out, and they were actually pretty fun for the staff, too, because like, you just get to do all these great activities with the kids and hang out with them.
Awesome.
So there you go.
All right. What's next? What do we got?
Next, we got... tonight at the State Theater down in Zumbrota, they've got a free movie, Migration. I've never seen that movie. I believe it's an animated.
I've never heard of Migration before.
I think it's an animated film.
Okay. Right. Helen Forsythe is playing at the Grand tonight, too. Helen Forsythe, if you've never seen Helen and her ensemble, Helen's one of those people that... can play anything with strings and play really, really well. And she sings. She's especially if you like the bluegrass, old timey stuff. Helen is fantastic. So she's at the Grand at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. Then we've got at the Lakeville Area Arts Center. If you're looking for a theater event, they are doing Frankenstein.
Interesting. I don't know what version they're doing, but I've seen some really cool like theatrical. Versions of Frankenstein before. Mm-hmm.
These are kids, I think.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Homeschoolers for the arts.
Okay.
So that should be pretty cute, actually.
and Ryan, you being from Red Wing, you know the Sheldon pretty well, the Sheldon Theater.
Gorgeous theater.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And they've got Deuces Wild playing there, which is two guys playing the piano and making jokes and stuff. Uh-huh. I have worked with those guys and I've seen them before. They're fantastic. They're so good.
Dueling pianos shows are always so fun.
They're always fun. Exactly.
And loud. And you can sing along at the top of your lungs.
And this can get raucous too. I mean, there's some audience participation I haven't seen these guys in years, but they know how to bring it. They're great. Mm-hmm. All right. What do we have next?
Tomorrow we've got the Writers Festival and Book Fair up in Rosemount at the Steeple Center.
Okay.
Fred the Bear, Northfield local Ray Coudray, will be at Cannon River Winery in Cannon Falls.
Our friends Fred the Bear, they're fantastic. The Zillionaires are playing at Eminent Brewing tomorrow night, too. That's always a good time. Wendy Smith and Dave Drentlaw and Mike Legbold, Peter Nelson, they're great. They're a wonderful band.
And I also just have to point this out because every time I see this, I'm just like, oh, this is so Midwestern. Boys Golf Fundraiser Meat Raffle at the R Bar in Randolph. Only place in the country where you will find meat raffles.
Do you know who runs that meat raffle at the R Bar?
Mm-mm.
The one, the only Jimmy LaRue, the voice of Northfield Raider hockey, and the voice of Raider rap here on KYMN Radio.
There you go.
Yeah, as a non-Midwesterner, non-Minnesotan, I was really confused the first time I saw that meat raffle in the Entertainment Guide. I was like,
what is a meat raffle?
What in the world?
Go and win food and then go home and cook it, man.
Yeah,
it's good.
There you go.
All right.
Also tomorrow night at State Theater in Zumbrota, we've got Anthony Shore and his All-Star Band. That's an Elvis tribute show.
Oh, really?
I believe he's an award-winning Elvis impersonator.
There's a million of them. So if this guy's an award-winning one, then
he's officially endorsed.
Right,
the estate, or I don't know.
My pal Randall Ferguson is playing at the Northfield Depot tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Randy is he's been called the guitar man of Dakota and Rice County. He's a collector of, and his collection is amazing. Goes back to, he's got instruments from the Civil War. But Randy is a trained classical guitarist who actually studied with some of the masters in Spain, and really, really, really knows his stuff. And he'll do some classical stuff. He'll break out a lute every now and then, like just all kinds of really cool things. If you want to know about the history of the guitar and hear some really great music at the same time, this is worth checking out. Randy Ferguson, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know lots of people who have gone to all his shows.
Yeah.
Because they just enjoy it so much. I guess there's new information each time.
And he's a super entertaining guy too. I'm very fond of Randy. All right.
This Saturday also at Flaherty's, Northfield Lanes, they've got a St. Patrick's Day celebration. They're going to have Irish bingo, live music by Russ Franek and the, Biscuits trio.
Russ Franek's fantastic.
They'll have a lucky strike contest for $1,000 prize.
That's awesome. Yeah. They're doing St. Patrick's Day at the Paradise tomorrow night, too, at the Paradise Theater for the Arts, Center for the Arts, which will is a sponsor of Art Zany, which will be up here in the next 5 minutes or so, with the Northerly Gales, who are a Celtic folk and Americana group. That'll be fun.
That should be, really amazing.
Yep. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'll remind people that Northfield Police Sergeant Kevin Tussing emailed us today and asked us to remind people to be safe on St. Patrick's Day and don't drink and drive. There. Okay.
Excellent reminder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sunday, continuing the theme of St. Patrick's Day, we got Ring of Kerry at the Sheldon Theater in Red Wing.
I think Celtic I've seen band. Them. I think I think one of the guys in Ring of Kerry plays a hammered dulcimer, which is really, really neat. It looks like this. I mean, the instrument looks like this gigantic open book, and you hit the strings on this thing with small. It's really cool.
And they're your cover artist here for the month of March.
Yeah. They made the cover because they had such cool Celtic costumes on.
Yeah.
I was like, this is perfect for the March issue.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mick Sterling, who also is a member of the KYMN family. We play Mick Sterling's show, radio show, here every Monday night. He's going to be at the Chart House on Sunday night playing Bruce Springsteen's many years ago Bruce Springsteen put out an album of American folk music sort of highlighted by a bunch of Pete Seeger songs, and Mick is going to play that album, the Seeger Sessions, at the Chart House on Sunday night at 7 p.m.
Awesome. Also on Sunday night at 7 p.m., we got the 411 Concert Series by the Northfield Arts Guild at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater. They're calling it The Singer's Voice with Dan Chouinard.
Chouinard, I think is how you pronounce it. Chouinard, yes.
Featuring Thomasina Petrus.
Yeah.
She is an amazing vocalist.
I have seen... I've never seen her in person, but I've seen a couple of her her videos that she's put on YouTube. That woman, not only can that woman sing, not only can that woman bring it, she has all the confidence in the world, because one of the videos she made was Respect, the song that Aretha Franklin made famous. And if you're willing to take on Aretha, you know what you're doing.
Yep.
So,
she's got a whole Billie Holiday show as
Wow. Cool. Anything else coming up later this week that we should be talking about, you think?
Well, I think Monday night we've got the Culture Crew movie night at the Grand.
Oh, I am so excited.
We can say that this movie is 9 to 5. They can't say it, but we can. Yeah. So Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin and Dabney Coleman, and it's one of the great movies of the 80s. It's absolutely hilarious.
Yep. I will be there.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm excited for that one.
All right. And you know what? Real quick, I'd like to plug the Downstream Environmental Film Festival, too, which is put together by Cannon River Partners. A Clean River Partner, Cannon River. Clean River Partners. And it's a bunch of short films with environmental themes. And it's always worth checking out. This year it'll be at the Tillium Brewing in Cannon Falls. Yep. And that's Monday night at 6 o'clock.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Ronica. Yep.
Tuesday at 6. Yeah. At 7 at the Sheldon Theater, there's going to also be the Dallas Brass with guests, Sheldon Theater Brass Band.
Nice.
If you like brass music, and swing.
You don't want to wait for the Vintage Band Festival, which I know you're very well acquainted with, Ronica. Yes. Yeah. There you go. Okay, I think we probably need to get out of here unless there's anything else, Ronica. You had
well, there's lots more. Yeah, but there's plenty more. You can find it all in the Entertainment Guide.
Exactly,
and you can pick up entertainmentguidemn.com.